We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavim Ben Menachem Shem Yam Yaakov Ben Pinchas Elio. We're in Hario's Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Asham Tali, the guilt offering that we've mentioned, which is held, that suspends in the sense that it protects a person where they may be chayv a korban chatos. We gave an example. A person was told, oh, by the way, those two pieces of fat that were in front of you, one was chaylev and one was shuman. Person realized they ate one of them, and the chaylev he'd be chayv kares for. If he did it, b'mezid, and chayv a korban chatos b'shogeg. This is a case of shogeg, and he wasn't even sure which one he ate. It could be ate the shuman. So he brings an asham tali, which protects him. If, in fact, he finds out later it was really the shuman he ate, he's not chayv anything. He found out later that it really ate the chaylev, he's chayv a korban chatos. But the asham tali is there to protect him. Who brings an asham tali? Hayachid, the layperson, the individual, the hanasi, and the melech. Are chayavin in such a case where they have such a suffix, the chayv an asham tali. But u'moshiach u'beizdin pturim. But the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, and the Beis Din will be part of the Asham Tali. Why is that so? So we mentioned that the Mashiach and Beis Din, the cases where they're chay of Korban in general, is where they're, where the Mashiach's chay of Seir, Beis Din is chay of Paralim Devash Shal Tzibur, are situations where they make an erroneous ruling. So the Torah says, V'chiper ha-Kohen, V'chiper alav ha-Kohen, al shigigaso asher shagog v'hu lo yada. So here the Gemara in Hario says, oh, it says asher shagog, that's an extra phrase, al shigigaso, on the inadvertent avera asher shagog, that he did inadvertently. What is that coming to teach us? Misha chataso v'shigigaso shavin. That's what the Gemara says. Person whose chatas and shogig are equal. What does that mean? Where he's chayav when he does everything b'shogeg. There's a shigigas masa, as we call it. He did an avera b'shogeg, he's going to be chayv a carbon chatas. That's the person who is going to be chayv an ashem tali. Who does this exclude? Yatsu Beisdin. Shein chayavin ela behelim davarim shigigas masa. Remember, Beisdin and the Kohen Mashiach as well, also, they are not chayav in a carbon chatas, unless there is what's also not only a shigigas masa, not only that they did the avera b'shogeg, but there was an erroneous ruling. There was helem davar. There was a state of unawareness as to what the halacha was, and they ruled incorrectly. So it's only when it's just complete a shogeg, a masa shogeg. If you have a masa shogeg, where if you knew you did the masa shogeg, you chayv a korban chatos, then you chayv an asham tali. But if it's not just based on a masa shogeg, it's based on a horah, it's based on a mistake, based on a helem davar and on awareness what the halacha was, and your masa shogeg, so then you're not chayv an asham tali. And that, of course, excludes the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Mashiach, and the Beis Din. Then the Mishnah says, what about an Asham Vadai? What about, not an Asham Tali, Asham Vadai? Well, what's an Asham Vadai? So there are five Ashamas. They're in the Siddur. They're in the fifth parak of Zvachim. We have, what are the five Ashamas, the five guilt offerings? It says the Asham Gezelos. That's where a person was told, where someone claimed money from someone, and like Reuven claimed money from Shimon. Shimon denied owing him any money. He claimed money. You owe me for work that I did for you. You my salary. You owe me. You stole something from me. You owe me money from a loan. And Shimon denied it. And then he swore falsely. And then he admitted to it. So such a person is chayv. What we call an asham gezelos. Obviously, besides paying back, he has to bring a guilt offering. There's an asham meilos. Here's someone who bishogeg benefited from the Beis Hamikdash, something that was designated as hektesh. He was unaware of it. So such a person who's moel behektesh is chayv an asham meilos. An asham shivcha charufa, the Torah speaks around in Parshas Kedoshim. This is someone, a man, who had relations with a shivcha charufa. What's a shivcha charufa? This is a woman who's a half chatzi shivcha and chatzi baschorin. She was a shivcha Canaanis, and then, let's say, owned by two masters. One set her free, so now she's half free, half slave. If she's set completely free, she'd become a completely Jewish woman. Right now, she's half slave, half free, and she's moreses, designated to an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri can live with her Shivcha Kanan, it's not a problem. And a man now has relations with this Shivcha Charufa, the Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschorin, who is moreses to an Eved Ivri, this man who has relations with her is not chayv. She's not an erva. It's not chayv misa, but he's chayv this carbon. This is the malkos that's going to be given, and there's also question is who gets the malkos, but he has to bring an asham shivcha harufa. There's an asham nazir. A nazir who became tummy during the time of his naziras, and now and he finishes, and he now becomes pure. He has to bring an asham nazir, the guilt offering of a nazir. Asham mitzora. The mitzora is completely healed. Person with tzaras is completely healed. Now they're pure. They have to bring an asham mitzora. So these five types of ashamos, the Mishnah says, hayochid are called an asham vadai, as opposed to the asham talui. This is the definitive asham. Hayochid vahanasi vahamashiach chayavim. Who's chayiv in this? The yachid, the regular lay person, individual, the nasi, the melech, who both, by the way, were both chayiv in the nasham tali, but additionally on this list is vahamashiach. So too is the Kohen Gadol. Pasuk says, v'im nefesh achas techata bishkaga. Who's included in nefesh achas? All of these, the regular individual, the nasi, the melech, and the mashiach, the Kohen Gadol. But ubeisim pturim, what does that mean? If, let's say, beisim, made some type of ruling and were permitted a gazelle. Let's say, for example, Mason said, they said regarding gazelle, oh, by the way, you're allowed, as long as you steal less than a dollar, so then that's acceptable. So they realize that's a mistake. Dollars are value, even stealing a pruta is a problem. So they realize, and what happened? So everybody started stealing. Most of the people followed that. Would they be chayv this asham? They realize they made a mistake. So not based in it, there's no kares here. So based in is not chayav a carbon asham for such a thing. Then the Mishnah says, well, so based on then Mishnah al shmias kol hakol val bitris fasayim val tumas mikdash shakadashav based in turm. So this we discussed a little before in Mishnah Hey regarding shmias kol. That is where someone knew testimony and denied it and then admitted. Then bitris fasayim and they swore falsely. Bitris fasayim is a regular shvua on laharala heitiv. A person swears they're going to eat something or maybe not going to eat something, and they violate that shvua. Val tumas mitzvah shavkadosh. Shavu mentioned many times, person who tame either walked into the Beis HaMikdash when they met tame, or they ate from kachin when they met tame. So the Mishnah here says, based in Pturim, based in is not chayv a parahelam devashal tzibur on this either. Why? Because, although there's kares here, now when it comes to the asham, that was easy, because asham there's no kares involved in those types of averos. But here there is kares for tumas Mikdash v'kadashav as an example. So the answer is it doesn't matter because in the case of shogeg, in these cases you chayev a carbon ala b'yorid. You're not chayev the regular chatas, the chatas kvua. So therefore, so there's no par helam devashul tzibur because it's a carbon ala b'yorid b'shogeg, and there's no par helam devashul tzibur in such a case. So that is based in a pater regarding any erroneous ruling shmias kol b'tuis v'asayim tumas mikdash v'kadashav. And we gave, let's say, an example. Based in said, oh, you can walk out the long way and it's not a problem, even though you're talking the based on this. They realize they made a mistake. They are not chayav a par helam devashal tzibur, even if most of the people follow that psak halacha. The hayachid vahanasi vahamashiach chayav. But because the pasuk says nefesh achas, they are included in bitris vasayim shmias kol and tumas mitosh v'kadashav. Ella she'ein kohen gadol chayov al tumas mitos v'kadoshev div Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says, wait, hold on one second. The kohen gadol will be chayov on shmias kol and bitris v'sayim, but not on mikdash on tumas mitos v'kadoshev. What makes the case of tumas mitos v'kadoshev different, where Rabbi Shimon says the kohen gadol will not be chayov for such a thing? Because it says regarding Tumas Mikdash, v'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata v'nichrisa hanevesh ahi mitoch ha-kahol. What does mitoch ha-kahol teach you? Mi shechet o shava l'kahol. Someone whose chet is equal to the rest of the congregation. Yatza kohen mashiach. This excludes the kohen gadol. Why? Shein chet o shava l'kahol. His sin doesn't follow the same rules as l'kahol. How do we know? So once again, we said this before. The kahol, the congregation in general, when are they chayav a korban? They're chayav a karbon when there is just shigigas masa. Just they did a masa b'shogeg, but a kohen mashiach is not chayav a karbon unless there's both Helem Davar, and Shigigas Maisa. There's an unawareness, there's an erroneous ruling, and then he followed that personally, that erroneous ruling. So he's therefore not included in HaKahal, and therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, regarding Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, and since it uses the word HaKahal, the Kohen Gadol will not be Chayav. The carbon. And what carbon is that? That's the carbon olive yorid. So it's important to understand Rabbi Shimon's opinion, and Tanakhama's opinion, as we look, as it's reflected through Mishnah Hay. Because in Mishnah Hay, we also spoke about this. And we need to recognize that there are going to be four opinions here. In Mishnah Hay, we had Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion. What did Rabbi Yossi Aglili say? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili said in Mishnah Hay, he exempted the Nasi, the king, and the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, from the carbon ole viorate completely. He said it's not included. Why? Because carbon ole, remember, carbon ole viorate, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we explained, is where it depends on your financial status. Well, a king and a Kohen Gadol, there is no change of financial status. They're always going to have the money. Kohen Gadol was supposed to give him money. King automatically has money. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, therefore, there's no carbon ole viorate for a king, period. Nothing to talk about. And Rabbi Akiva there said that the Nasi is Chayav in all of them. Rabbi Akiva disagreed with Rabbi Yossi in there in Mishnah Hay. He exempted the Kohen Gadol completely, as did Rabbi Yossi, and we understand that. But when it came to the Nasi, the king, he said the king is Chayav. Bekulon chut mishmias hakol. Bekulon means tumas mikdash v'kadoshav and bitris v'asayim. So two out of three a king is chayav in. Why is he putter from shmias kol? So shmias kol, if you remember, had to do with that shvuas ha'edus. That has to do with testimony. But a king lo meidiv lo meidino so. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili again. He says a kohen gadol and a nasi the melech are exempt from a carbon olive yorid all the time. Rabbi Akiva says the Kohen Gadol is always exempt, but the Nasi is Chayav in two out of the three, Chayav in Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, and Bitris V'Asayim, but not Chayav in the Shvuas or Eidos Shmias Kol, because a Melech is not involved with Eidos. So this opinion that we just said over here is this opinion in our Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon, we see is not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and is not like that of Rabbi Akiva. So before we even touch on Rabbi Shimon, let's look at the Tanna Kamma Ramish. The Mishnah here rules that the king, the Nasi, and the Kohen Mashiach are Chayiv in Korban L'Viorid. Sounds like all the three prohibitions that bring that are Mechayiv Korban L'Viorid, they're Chayiv. The Shmias Kol, Tumas Mitzvah Kadoshav, and Bitris Vasayim. So it's certainly not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, nor is it like Rabbi Akiva. Then comes Rabbi Shimon, and this is a fourth opinion. And what does he say? That a Kohen Gadol exempt from the Olev Yoreid for Tumas Mitosh V'Kadashav. We didn't have such an opinion. For Tumas Mitosh V'Kadashav, the Kohen Gadol is going to be exempt. But he agrees with the Tanna Kamma of this Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol is Chayav to bring a Korban Olev Yoreid for the other two things, for Bitris V'Asayim and Shmias Kol, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who exempted the Kohen Moshiach completely from all three. So then the Mishnah says here, Umahe Mevian. Okay, so what do they bring? What Korban are we talking about in these cases of Timis Meshvek HaKadoshav and Bitris V'Asayim and Shmias Kol? So Korban Eliyore, yeah, that's what they mean, Korban Eliyore, like everybody else does. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, Hanasi Mevi Su'ir. Rabbi Eliezer believes, assuming, like our Mishnah, that a Nasi brings a Korban Eliyore, we wouldn't have the discussion if we were learning Mishnah, because no one says a Nasi brings a Korban Eliyore. Eliezer says, in these circumstances, where we are Mechayev, according to these opinions, Mechayev Anasi, the Melech in our Korban Eliyore, actually, Rabbi Akiva says that the Nasi is Chayev in two out of three. Okay, in the other mission as well. But, okay, what does the Nasi bring? Says Rabbi Eliezer, the Nasi brings a Sa'ir, meaning on the Tumas Nitas V'Kadashav, the Nasi brings a Sa'ir. Now, why is he bringing that? Isn't this, we're talking about cases of Korban Eliyore? And why are we distinguishing between what he brings to Tumas Mitzvos VeKadoshav and Shmias Kol, the Shvuas Eidus, and the Shvuas Biti? So the answer is because the only one on this list of three where there's a Korban of Yored, Bishogeg, there is only Kares for Tumas Mitzvos VeKadoshav. And since a Nasi brings a Seir when it comes to cases of Averos where there's a Zadon is Kares, and Bishogeg he brings a Seir, not a Seira, if you remember, the Melech brings a male goat. So therefore, when he's chayv the korban of a yored for tumas mitzvos v'kadoshav, he's going to bring a seir as well. However, we do not follow Rabbi Eliezer. Tumas mitzvos v'kadoshav, it's not a chatas kavua. So therefore, the nasi would bring like everybody else the korban of the yored, which would be let's say a keves or as if he has enough money, then the two birds, whatever it is. We're assuming he doesn't have money, so he doesn't have to go to bring a korban mincha. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Kohen Mashiach Shechatav Achakach Avar Mimishichuso. You have a Kohen Gadol, and he made an erroneous ruling with an area of where there's the Chi of Kares and Shechagos Achatas, and he followed that. And so, what would normally he would be chayv in such a thing? He would normally be chayv a par, that's the unique korban of the Kohen Mashiach when he makes an erroneous ruling. So the Mishnah here says, Vachakach. The Avraham Mishichuso, but now he's no longer, before he brought his Karban Chatas, he is no longer the Kohen Gadol. Or V'chein Asi Shechato, let's say the Melech Yisrael, violated an Aver, he's chayv to bring a Seir, and then he's no longer the Melech. V'achar kach Avraham Migedulaso, he's no longer in that position anymore. Kohen Mashiach may be par, v'hanasi may be sir. It says the Mishnah, we follow the Shas Hachet, the time of the sin. Since at the time of the sin, he was a Kohen Gadol and he was a Nasi, so the Kohen Gadol is going to bring, even though he's no longer Kohen Gadol now, he's not going to bring the carbon of everybody else. He'll bring the par and the melech, even though he's no longer the melech, he will bring the Seir, the male goat.